Okay, so here's something to think about. The customer comes first is one of the most overused phrases in business, but how often do we actually see it in action? Today, we're diving into what it really means to prioritize customers, especially as a local utility warehouse partner.
That's such a great way to frame it. It's one of those ideas that sounds obvious, but when you break it down, it's clear that not everyone interprets it the same way. So, what does customer comes first actually look like in practice?
Well, it starts with the idea that this isn't just about signing people up for services and moving on. It's about building real relationships. As a local UW partner, you're not some anonymous figure in a call center. You're part of the community, and that means being accessible, transparent, and supportive long term.
That's such a key point. And I think it's worth noting that being local adds a layer of accountability. When you're part of the same community as your customers, your reputation is always on the line.
Exactly, and that's why trust is so important. You can't just rush people into decisions or gloss over the details. It's about sitting down with them, explaining why you're doing this, and answering their questions honestly.
And let's be real, there are a lot of opinions out there about businesses like this. People have questions, they have concerns, and some might even have misconceptions. But if you approach those conversations with openness and transparency, you can address those head on.
Right, and that's where the real work begins. It's not just about what you say, it's about how you back it up. For example, when I sit down with someone, I like to walk them through how bundling utilities works, how it can save them money, and what they can expect.
And I imagine that takes time. You're not just giving them a quick sales pitch, you're educating them.
Exactly. It's about making sure they fully understand the value and the process, and that's where having a good partnership dynamic can really help. For example, Chris, my partner, is the outgoing one. He's great at striking up conversations and booking appointments, while I focus on the more structured, in-depth discussions.
That's such a great example of how different personalities can complement each other in this business. It shows that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to being successful.
Absolutely. And speaking of educating customers, one of the things I always emphasize is the free energy incentive. It's a great opportunity, but it's important to present it accurately.
Right? Because there are specific conditions, aren't there?
Exactly. It's capped at £150. There's a 3-month qualifying period. And under the right conditions, it could potentially be achieved twice a year, so up to £300 annually. But the key is to use compliant language, like subject to qualification criteria and based on meeting the required conditions.
That's such an important point. You don't want to overpromise or make it sound automatic because that's not honest.
Exactly. It's about setting realistic expectations while still highlighting the benefits. And the same goes for the cashback card.
Oh, the cashback card is interesting because it's not a huge amount of money, but those small savings can really add up over time.
That's exactly right. It's not life-changing money, but it's a nice bonus for customers who are already using the services. It's about positioning it as added value, not the main selling point.
And I think that ties into the bigger picture of daily commitment. As a UW partner, you're not just signing people up and disappearing. You're committing to being available and accessible.
Absolutely. I make it a point to dedicate at least 3 meaningful hours a day to building the business. And beyond that, my phone line is always open. Customers know they can call me and I'll be there to help.
That kind of consistency and accessibility really builds trust over time.
It does. And let's be honest, no company is perfect. There are going to be times when things don't go as planned.
Right, but the difference is how you handle those situations.
Exactly. When something goes wrong, I don't just shrug it off. I take responsibility, I have direct escalation routes, I can make 3-way calls, and I can support the customer directly.
That's such a powerful way to build trust. It shows that you're not just a middleman, you're an advocate for your customers.
And that's where being local really matters. Customers know they can speak to me directly, they can meet with me face to face, and they can trust that I'm invested in their satisfaction because my reputation is on the line.
That local presence really is a game changer. It's not just about providing a service, it's about being part of the community and building relationships that last.
Absolutely. And I think that's the heart of what we're talking about today. Putting the customer first isn't just a slogan, it's a standard.
It's about being available, being transparent, educating properly, supporting customers long term, and taking responsibility when things don't go as planned.
It's a high standard, but it's worth it, because at the end of the day, customer experience is the foundation of everything.
Exactly. And that's a great note to end on. In our next episode, we'll dive into building this business the right way, with structure, patience, and long-term thinking.
I'm looking forward to that. See you next time.
See you then.